Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton, Ryan Castle, of course, back in our studio this morning. Again, Pisgah off to a terrific start, as has been the case as we've gotten through this really the first half of the season, pushing that record now to 5-0. 50-0 win last night over East Henderson. And again, what we're seeing right now really are all three phases of the game that are playing well, from offense to defense to special teams. I mean, everything's really clicking in place right now, and a lot of good things from this Black Bear football program right now, Coach. And I know that obviously you got to be exhausted right now after another long week, but to go out there and get that first conference win on the road against East, got to be a pretty good place to be right now.
You know, it is. I thought the kids played really good. You know, we were defensively, I thought the kids just played lights out all night. We were a little bit flat on offense there in the first half. And I think we had 23 points, but we didn't capitalize on a couple of drives I thought we could have. And but ended up playing really well in the second half. Yep. You know, the numbers is, I always go back and look at the stats and the numbers, and a couple of things that really came to mind for me as I was going through the stats last night. We had 18 first downs, and we had 4 penalties. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, they had 4 first downs. So our defense only gave up 4 first downs last night, but they had 18 penalties.
Yeah.
So that number was switched on those two stats, and that really stood out to me last night.
The other thing, you held them to 43 yards total offense is what I have. I think 34 yards in the first half. I think they only had 9 yards of total offense in the second half. And you're right. If you factor in penalties, they were in the negative yards by 100-something. So, I mean, again, completely shutting down everything that they wanted to do. And they tried a lot of different things. I mean, they tried to run. They tried to get out to the outside to run. They tried to, you know, boot their quarterback around different places on the field. And really, you guys were able to take away everything. And the other point that I'll make, and you made this earlier in the season, again, the ability of this team right now to make tackles in the open field and break plays up in the open field has been outstanding.
Just the thing that you've seen on our defensive side, you just haven't seen big plays. I mean, you'll see some every once in a while on a 40 or 50-yard play, but never long enough going into the end zone. It was funny. I got back a little bit early on Thursday night from the JV game and had a chance to watch Inca and North Bunk on the end of the game there. You know, of course, Inca went on to win. Congratulations to Jeff and that bunch on TV to be able to get that win. But I was looking at Blake Matthews, the good receiver from North Buncombe. And, you know, their quarterback got knocked out in our game and still hadn't got back yet. But Blake has just one touchdown, the good receiver that they had.
Right.
And that was against us,
you know,
in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
And that's the last long play that we've given up was in that first game. And I think you're just seeing defense is just playing really well together. You mentioned the stats already. I thought they were really good. I mean, we had 3 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery. You had a pick six. You know, we call those knots, not offensive touchdowns, and it was good to see us get another one of those last night.
And it seems like every week you got somebody else that's stepping up and having the game of their season. Tanner Lenning last night in the second half was lights out. All Britton, again, a lights out play in all 4 quarters last night, too. So, I mean, again, seems like every week you've got somebody else that's stepping up and having a season-type game. And again, that's what that's adding up to right now is being at 5-0.
It is, and they were very clean. You know, the defensive lineman did a really good job up front, kept those backers clean, allowed them to make a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage, a lot of tackles for loss last night. Chase Houston and Tanner, you know, all had picks last night, you know, which was good to see. Like I said, just really pleased with the defense. I know Coach Peck and that staff had gave them some goals for the week, and one of their goals was to keep them under 100 yards offense and to keep them under 5 first downs. So they achieved both of those goals last night and thought that those kids really rallied and played hard all 4 quarters.
And going to the other side of the ball, Tanner, again, having a really good night, especially, again, that second half. Again, I remember looking back, and I think he was 4 or 5, throwing it for 47 yards in the second half. He had 7 carries for 62 yards. And again, he's given you some options, both in terms of getting it out to your receivers, but also in terms of his legs right now.
He is, you know, and he's been efficient. I thought there in the first half, you know, we missed a shot to Houston. that would have been a touchdown. Got a little bit upset with him on that one, shot it a little bit high. One of those situations where their corner had forgot to cover him. And sometimes you get a little too excited trying to get it out there too quick and shot him too high. I'd like to have seen Houston got in on that one. And but it'll get better. I think he's still being very efficient for us. They took some things away from us last night, you know, very similar to what Madison did.
Took
us a little while to get everything figured out. And we had a lot of new faces playing last night up front on the offensive line. Riley had been sick for us all week, and we spot played him a little bit, but he didn't play very much last night, so that was a new one that came in. And we had a few offensive linemen that were getting their feet wet a little bit for the first time last night, and you know, took it a little while to get going.
For the first time that I can remember, I remember it wasn't that long ago where we were trying to find a place kicker. Right now, you've got three kids on your roster that seem like they can all get it done, both in terms of the place kicking and in terms of the punting and kickoffs right now. I mean, your kickoffs are ending up in the end zone. The extra point and field goal tries are right where they need to be. Again, you continue to pin people back defensively, too, when they start off their drives. And I wanted you to have a chance just to mention, if you would, again, the special teams play that you sort of taken over again this year. Another solid group right now.
They did really well last night. Tanner's nursing a little bit of an injury on the kicking leg, so we had just kind of kept him for the extra points to start the game, and then even after that we took him out just to get him rested up. Justin Francis came in and did a really good job on kickoffs. He was really good about placing the ball last night. We had places we were looking to try to get it in behind their return team. They started inside of their 20 a couple of times. Plus, he had some that got into the end zone, and Justin did a good job for us. And Carlos came in, and Carlos got a couple extra points. I had to give him a little bit of a hard time because you always have, we call it a casualty. We always have a casualty when we go on the road, and you're always nervous about it as a coach.
Sure.
What are the kids going to forget?
Lo
and behold, one of our kickers forgot his kicking shoes. So he was out there warming up in tennis shoes, and when we decided to pull Tanner let Carlos borrow his shoes, and thankfully they fit. So Carlos got to get some kicks in. So I had to give Carlos a hard time on the radio this morning for forgetting his shoes.
The life of a head coach, having to remember all the things that you have to remember, especially when you're dealing with high school kids. People think they might know, but they just don't know the kinds of things you have to end up dealing with. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Coach, you just brought this up, and I mentioned this last night, too, and I think it's interesting. You know, 10 years ago, if we'd have said this, people would have had some strange looks on their faces. But, the opportunities right now for your team, or really anyone else's team, to play on a natural surface is limited. And that was, I think, the first time last night that we played on a natural track. And again, as more and more schools go to the artificial surface, you're seeing fewer and fewer of those fields. Did you have to do anything or think about things any differently this week to prepare for that?
You know, we had a couple of practices. We usually do anyways on the grass because of the soccer games and stuff in the stadium. And, you know, you don't. The big thing is for the kickers to get used to that surface because the ball sits higher, you know, because your tee sits higher. If you'll watch our kickers, when they get out there, they do a really good job of trying to get that corkscrew down so they can get it closer to the dirt part of it so it can set lower. So that's probably the biggest thing for us. It makes for a little bit slower track. But, you know, we were looking at it, and you're right, we've only got two games. We had this was the first one, and then we got West Henderson in a couple of weeks that will be on grass. So, I mean, you're talking about 9 out of 11 games are on turf. That's pretty amazing, like you mentioned. 10 years ago, you'd have never thought that.
Do you think that, are you hearing, just while we're on that subject, anything about Henderson County Schools going to artificial surface? Or are they going to stay with what they got?
You know, I think eventually they're trying to get that direction. Obviously, you know, political year that it is. I'm sure that it's been brought up on some agendas in the county commissioners' meetings, but I certainly would love to see it happen there. You know, we tried to get it pushed for a long time and just never could get it to get through, but it certainly has been worth it on our end. You know, me being here and being able to have it is such a luxury. Our kids don't understand how lucky they are to be able to have that and to be able to get on it as much as we can. And you know, you don't have the cancellations, even the youth programs in the middle schools. I mean, it just everybody benefits from it. As a matter of fact, I think they're doing the little youth league competition down there on it this morning.
Right.
You know, so those are things that, you know, when you're on those grass fields, you have to worry about, well, how much are they going to beat it down when they're out there and all those things. And you don't worry about it with the turf.
You go back to East and the and I know the relationships and the friends that you've still got over there. It's got to be a little bit troubling to see, you know, the point where that program is right now. They're really having a tough time. And again, you know, those things are going to happen, I think, in high school football, you know, really for any program. But it's a tough time, and it's a little tough to watch, I think, right now for where East program is.
You know, the biggest thing for me as I go back and watch it, you know, you're going to have those dips in talent, and things are going to, you know, records are not going to be great every year, and certainly understand that. But the thing that probably was disappointing to me was the penalties last night. Generally, those are things that you see in programs that have just given up, and to have 18 penalties for that amount of yards, the type of penalties they were having, you know, the personal fouls, and of course they got a kid ejected last night too, and it was that bothered me. You know, you, like I said, you're going to have wins and losses, and you know, you're going to have those years that it's just not going to be as good. But to see it get to that, you know, bothered me. Once the game was over with, and you know, I want to brag on our kids because our kids remained very calm in those situations, because there were some cheap shots last night that our kids could have retaliated, and they didn't. You know, they kept their cool, got off the field, got to the next play, and really pleased with that. They knew we had a bigger goal ahead of us. We certainly couldn't stand to lose somebody on something stupid. But, you know, got to the end of the game, got to talk to a couple of the coaches that were still on the staff with me that are still there. And, you know, it's troublesome for those guys as well, and it's hard on those guys. I had a couple of players that are coaching there now as well. And, you know, to see those guys afterwards and for them to go through that. I remember when I was with Coach Renaud my first couple of years there at East, and we were struggling a little bit. And we were in that MAC conference, so we were playing Reynolds and we were playing Asheville, and that was a tough conference for us to compete in. And I remember Coach Renaud telling me, he said, "You'll be a better coach for having to coach through seasons like this, because you'll coach so much harder."
Right.
And I kind of relayed those, you know, that message to those guys last night. I said, "This is what Coach Renaud told me," and he was right.
Yeah.
It did make me a better coach. It made me appreciate those wins when we did get them a lot more. And I mean, they'll work their way through it. But it was, you know, it's just a situation where they're just not where they need to be at right now.
On the other side of that coin, in terms of penalties, again, it was clean and green for us last night. And you're right, we could have easily retaliated against a lot of that stuff. And we were, you know, we talked about that in the booth last night. The poise that your kids had last night, I think, was really remarkable. Just a handful of penalties, and I can't really remember much of anything, to be honest with you. But, you know, was that a point of emphasis or conversation last night?
It was, as we got to getting the score up a little bit, and we started seeing that happening, you know, from the other team. You become concerned about that. Not so much with your team starting stuff. And it was a very quiet game last night. There wasn't a lot of chippiness or none of those things. You know, even offensively for us, you know, we had six different guys score last night, which was phenomenal. So you had a lot of guys in the end zone, and you didn't see, you know, any celebration stuff, anything to really ag stuff on. And, again, I was pleased with how our kids behaved last night.
When you go back and look, and I've said this, I think, just about every week so far this year, when you talk about geography, and when I say that, I'm talking about where your starting drives and where your defense is starting out on the opponent's side on their drives. Again, last night it felt like East Henderson was inside their 20, if not their 10, all night long, and it felt like that we were starting at midfield or better all night long. And some of that was penalties, I know. But again, that's been a theme this year. We've been able to work on the short field. They've the opponents have been working on the long field. What, you know, is that a blend of everything? Is that special teams? You know, what is it that's giving that? Because I think that leads to the larger success in terms of outcomes. What's led to that, do you think, this year?
You know, you look back on it, I remember having a conversation with the kids in the Asheville game. That was a big part of the win that we got there, keeping Asheville on the long field, and we were on the short field for most of the game. You know, it comes back to a lot of things. Obviously, your offense being able to get it out of the hole when you get back down, you know, get it out of there. But then it comes back to your punt team or your kickoff team, whichever, whatever one it may be. But really good job on the kick or on the punts last night, too. Trey and Tanner both punted for us. Coverage was very good. They're doing a good job kicking it away from returners, letting our guys get down there. We got some really good gunners out wide that are getting down there quick. Chase Henson and Tyler Penland. Rome Henson's another one that's getting down there and getting those guys pinned down and getting them tackled. And it's a whole team effort for us, and I think that's what's led to our success so far.
And you've mentioned the open field tackling has been outstanding this year, and that's part of it too, isn't it?
It is. You know, we spend, and the defensive staff especially spends, you know, one day a week, you know, probably for a 15-minute period on nothing but tackling, and they put a tackling circuit together, and it's not so much that you've got that head-on-head collision. It's angles and form and getting them wrapped up, and it has really benefited us. Probably one of the best tackling teams I've ever had since I've been coaching. They just do a really good job in the open field winning those one-on-one battles.
In terms of the whole thing, you stop right just for a moment and take a look. In terms of the process, where is your team in your mind in terms of you know, where they are at this point in the season? Are they a little bit ahead of schedule? Are they right where you want them to be? When you think about, you know, stopping right now and taking a look so far at about halfway through the season, how would you rate us in terms of where we are in that process?
You know, if you'd asked me in the first half last night, I'd have been a little bit frustrated. I thought we were a little bit flat on offense. I thought there were some drives we should have finished. But then we came out in the second half and played so much better. I talked to the guys before the game started. I said, you can't talk yourself into getting up for a game. You know, you've got to prepare that way. And it was a very flat atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean, the type of music they were playing, I mean, it just did not get you going.
Yeah.
And that was a concern for me. And I thought that affected us a little bit to start with. I think once our kids finally got it figured out a little bit, you know, there was more of a sense of urgency for us, and I think you saw that in the second half and how the scoreboard, you know, we kind of lit it up a little bit more in the second half. But, you know, it was a great win. Almost all of our kids got to get in, which was a big deal as well. Had a lot of young kids that got in, you know, for the first time last night. So it's always good to see when those guys can get in after a long week of practice.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL. This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Real quick, just going through some scores that folks may have missed from last night. I'll go through the top 10 in 3A football. Havelock, a winner over West Carteret last night at number 1. Rocky Mount at number 2, beating Hoke. High Brighton at number 3, taking care of South Caldwell, 62-0. Western Alamance over Northern Guilford, 55-14. Eastern Alamance over Williams, 35-20. Crest beating RS Central last night, 23-14. Again, Crest beating RS, 23-14 last night. Concord, a winner, 41-11 over South Rowan. Sanford losing, the number 8 team, losing last night to Westover, 38-30. Of course, Pisgah at number 9 in the NC Preps poll, beating East, 50-0. And Orange beating Southern, 49-7. A couple of other really interesting scores locally again that, you know, certainly interesting to us going into next week. Franklin losing to Brevard last night, 40-35, and of course Tuscola beating Smoky, 55-7. Again, you know, real quick, just looking at some of those scores right there, particularly that Franklin Brevard game, is interesting in a couple ways. That you got to feel like that you know, Franklin is dealing with a little bit of adversity right now, but you also got to feel like that Brevard has found a way to make some corrections over the last year or so. So, you know, that certainly is not going to be a cakewalk when we get to that point in the schedule.
No, you know, I think you see some teams that are in our conference that are stepping up, starting to play really well. West Henderson, obviously had a big win last night as well. Played Mountain Heritage tough 2 weeks ago, so you're starting to see that. Starting to see some teams, you know, kind of separate themselves a little bit. Obviously, the Franklin score, you know, was a upset in a lot of people's minds. Brevard is throwing the ball really well. You know, they got the preseason player of the year in the conference, and Tanner Ellenberger came back and scored. I think they ended up going up for the first time with about 45 seconds to go on a touchdown pass. So, you know, he was able to lead them back. I think they scored 21 points there, 21 unanswered points to win it. So, you know, it's odd to see because Franklin hasn't won a game at home. They're 0-3 at home, so I know that's new for those guys too. And they're facing some adversity. I think that makes them more dangerous to me because, you know, they kind of got their backs against the wall a little bit. So I know they're going to come out, and it's going to be one of those very physical ball games on Friday night. Tuscola plays on the Thursday night TV game, so I'm sure we'll get a lot of those people will come over as well. And I expect it to be a really packed place on Friday night.
Have you had a chance to see much of Franklin on film yet?
We have.
Yeah.
I've seen him probably for the last 3 weeks. We've been kind of collecting film as we've gone and starting to cut some stuff up and take a peek at them. And again, you're seeing some things, you know, from those guys. It's same typical offense, you know, and defense as well. Got a really good back again, big senior back, big fullback. Probably the thing that has changed a little bit, they got a real tall quarterback, about a 6'5 kid that was on the JVs last year, and so they're throwing the ball just a little bit more. You know, but I it's kind of like the JV game on Thursday night. You know, those JVs are undefeated over there, and so are ours. It's going to be a tough game both Thursday and Friday night. We'll have to have a very good week of practice. Wanted to brag on our JVs real quick as well. You know, got the win on Thursday night. Offense had 442 yards. Colton Rogers, Houston's brothers, had 3 touchdown passes. And the JV defense gave up 151 yards of offense, which was great in a shutout. So those guys are playing well. Got a lot of freshmen that are playing that I thought got much better this week. They were much more physical than they were the week before. We really stressed that in practice last week. And with this game coming up, I mean, it'll be even that more important about the physical part of the game.
Speaking of Colton, you know, he looks to me like he's a little ahead of schedule in terms of, you know, mechanics and footwork and certainly arm strength. He throws a really nice ball. I mean, it's great to have a number of quarterbacks in your program right now.
It is. You know, Colton has come along really well. Got some good targets he's throwing, too.
Sure.
Out there, too. But, you know, he understands the offense at a very early age, spends a lot of time. You know, he's the one that's with us on the sidelines on Friday nights, too. So he gets a chance to hear all of the calls and you know, kind of go through that process and watch all those things unfold in front of him. And has done a good job learning. He's a good leader for us on the offensive side. And, you know, so those are the things that we're looking at, you know, from him later on. Got some good news about Christian Kermeans. Good running back and receiver that we lost in the Nashville game. Christian had surgery Thursday.
Right.
You know, had gone in, thought it was an ACL and some meniscus got in there, and there was the meniscus damage. They were able to fix it, stitch it up. But the ACL was just a partial tear, and it had actually already started healing.
Really?
So they did not have to repair that, so that cut his recovery time in half. Yeah. So we won't get him back for the season, but they're saying about 3 months he'll be back full. So excited for that young man because such a big part of our offense to have lost him. But like I said, just excited that he caught that break and got some good news on
that
surgery.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
Coach, a couple of minutes in our last segment here, I certainly want to catch up on, you know, if there's anything that's been a fly in the ointment, you know, so far, it's obviously injuries. And again, you were talking about Christian just a few moments ago, starting to get some guys kind of healed up again. I wanted to check in and see if you had any new concerns coming out of last night and where we might be on picking up some of the other guys that we've lost along the way so far.
You know, we got two back. Also got Jordan Jones back. Jackson Pace got back last night. He got to get some reps in, so it was good to get Jackson back. He spelled Michael Parrott and Riley James out wide on the defensive set, which helped us out, gave us a little bit of depth. We're thinking we might be able to get Jason Fabio and maybe even Justin Davis back here in about 2 or 3 weeks. We're hopeful for both of those guys.
But Justin was a broken hand.
Justin was a broken hand.
Right.
Of course, Jason was the ankle. So we're hopeful to get those guys back soon. But I tell you what, I've been really pleased with our kids that have stepped
Absolutely.
In and played. Rome Henson, you know, stepping in. Houston's playing more on the offense now.
Zeke.
Zeke coming in and really giving us some depth. You know, ended up moving Jonathan Mahaffey up. Jonathan is really playing well for us on the defensive side, being able to spell Trey a little bit with a still nursing a little bit of an ankle injury. So these guys have all came in and contributed, and we haven't taken a step back. You know, that's been the good thing for us. So, you know, when we do get these guys back from these injuries, that's just going to make us even more deeper. And certainly that's going to be beneficial for us as we go through.
And again, you're going into a situation now where you've got the one home game, you go on the road to West, and you got those three in a row at home. And I got to believe, Coach, that one of the things that can really make a difference here as we make this push is to have the support at home. And you mentioned it just a moment ago, you expect a big crowd on Friday night against Franklin. Hopefully the weather will turn out. But, you know, it's really, you know, I think time that we increase our advantage in terms of being at home and having great crowds there on this Friday night, as well as that next three that we'll have at home, could make the difference in a lot of ways. You know, when we start looking ahead and thinking about having maybe a one or a two seed and maybe a conference championship, things are shaping up so far to certainly give us those opportunities.
Well, we need our community to come out and see these kids. You know, these kids are playing hard. It's a good, fun football team to watch. it's fun as a fan to sit up there and to see these kids and how they play and how hard they do. And certainly we want as many to come out as we can. You know, talking about a great crowd, I thought Thursday night's crowd was good. Canton Middle School played Waynesville in front of our JV game, so you had a good crowd there, and a lot of those guys stayed. Canton had a huge win over Waynesville, really took it to that bunch, and certainly proud of what they're doing. Bethel, unfortunately, had another tough loss, 22-20, so playing tough games. I know they're dealing with a couple of injuries that is hampering them a little bit, but you know, just real pleased with those middle schools as well. You know, playing some really good ball, got some good coaching. I think that has made a huge difference. Both of those teams now are running spread stuff, which is exciting for us. I think a lot of that stems from our 7-on-7 stuff, having that success in that springtime with those skilled kids, and you know, being able to see those kids get out in the open field and run and play a little bit has been beneficial for us too. So excited about the direction that all of our programs are going right now.
Absolutely. And the Black Bears can continue to have that undefeated mark at this point. Again, 6:30 is our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview show next Friday night, 7 o'clock with the Cromptons pregame, and then 7:30 kickoff right here on AM 920 WPTL. And then join us again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell and Ryan Castle in our studio, this is Chad Upton. The flea market's next. So long, everybody.